This is Monsters with Classes. Welcome to the Big Rock, home of Nesoisto and Koldic.
Nesoisto, you're sitting on a bench, waiting to be admitted to Prince Rowley's office. He has hired you for a job collecting monsters. He will provide all of the information and that kind of thing of where the monsters are. He will pay you as soon as you bring the monsters back. The prince calls out and says, "Come in, Nesoisto."
Is he like, am I like outside his office kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So Nesoisto is going to open the door, duck his head, and walk in.
Hello.
Hello. Nice seeing you. We'll wait for Koldic, and then I'll start telling you what your assignment is.
Is Koldic a dwarf?
Yes.
Oh.
As you say that, Koldic, you walk into a waiting area with benches on either side, and there is an open door with a large white dragonborn. He's about 8 feet tall, standing in front of a desk of a prince. His name is Prince Rowley.
Okay, was I expecting a dragonborn?
You were told that you'd be working with the dragonborn, yeah.
Okay, so I'll come in.
Nice to see you.
You too, Koldic. So my assignment for you two is kind of vague. I only have farmer's tales and stories, but there are apparently goblins that have slipped past people's watches, even though they've stayed up all night watching their flocks.
The people probably fell asleep and didn't want to admit it.
Maybe. But these goblins are supposed to be sneaky. They've slipped cows out of barns and pulled goats out of farmers' fields without them noticing.
If no one notices, then how do they know it is goblins?
Well, a few people have been on the case before you guys, and they have tracked the goblins, all that kind of stuff. But the tracks seem to stop. Some of them were druids. The druids talked to the animals, and the animals told them that they were goblins.
I see. What area is this happening in?
It's on the border between Pitchcliff and the No Man's Land. There are three farmers' houses that are nestled up against the large rock. All of them have experienced this.
When do we set out?
Well, I would like you to capture these goblins and bring them back to me as soon as possible. You could really do it any time. I just think that the quicker the better. I mean, they're attacking animals and stealing them from farms, so normally we would send out some kind of city guard or something like that. But since it's not inside of Meridian, no one's being sent, and it just seems like an interesting case to me. I would like you guys to set out maybe today.
How many goblins do you think there are?
Well, from the information I gathered, there's somewhere around 5.
So, do you want us to bring these goblins back to you?
Yeah, I'll send out a carriage that will stay on the main road, and as soon as you guys get the goblins, you can just load them in there and accompany the carriage back, make sure they don't really get released or anything like that.
And how are we supposed to arrive at our destination?
You can hitch a ride on the carriage.
I see.
It'll go pretty slow since it's pulled by camels.
Do you have any particular equipment that we might need to use in this quest?
I already have the carriage. It has like chains and shackles and that kind of thing to put the goblins in. But I would like you guys to equip yourself with the equipment you need to actually fight them and take them over. I just have the equipment for actually bringing them back.
Okay. Where do we find this carriage?
It will set out with you guys as soon as you like. You guys can do shopping or anything like that you need to before you go, but the carriage will be waiting in the palace courtyard.
Well, Koldic, if you don't have anything that you need to attend to, I would say that we set out immediately.
I see no reason not to.
Okay, Nasoista is going to turn, shake the prince's hand, and walk out the door.
Okay, the prince has an extremely strong grip, and he shakes your hand quite vigorously. Are you heading out as well, Koldic?
Yes.
So, you guys head out of the room and walk down the hall, go into the courtyard. There is a carriage with the insignia of the prince on the side, and there are two men standing on the front. One of them waves you guys over.
Hello. Do we guard this carriage? Or are we supposed to drive it? Or are you doing that for us?
We will drive the carriage.
Is it indeed mounted onto some camels?
Yes. There are four camels.
Four?
Yes.
Wow. How big is the carriage?
It's a pretty good size. There's probably enough space for 10 people to sit in the
inside. Is that like
inside
in the cage or in, like, is there a passenger area too?
It's, from what you can see from the outside, it's just wooden panels on the outside. So it just looks like a normal carriage.
Okay.
Yeah. So the drivers jump off of the main platform and they actually get on to the backs of the two camels that are leading. And as soon as you guys get inside, they start driving out of the courtyard.
So is the inside of the carriage like a cage, or is it like a carriage?
It's kind of a mix. It doesn't look like it was meant to be a cage. It looks like it was kind of just like designed after the carriage was built to be a cage. So there's metal bars over like all the windows and stuff, but it's not like super heavily barred or anything like that.
Is there like a visible way for us to open doors and get out?
Yes.
Okay. Nasoisto is just going to reach over and kind of check the latch, because this seems this is supposed to be for goblins, but he doesn't want to get shipped off into some zoo.
There are also chains and handcuffs on some of the bars connecting. Yeah. There are a total of 8 handcuffs and chains. So you guys go down the hill and cross the little stream and start to head out into the wildlands.
So, Nasoista, what do you do for a living other than this?
I am a professor at the College of Law.
I can't say I can remember you.
I don't get that very often.
How long have you been working there?
A year or so.
Well, that would be the reason.
Have you visited the college before?
Yes, at least 20 times.
What for, may I ask?
Knowledge.
Yes, I suppose that makes sense.
You guys go down the path, and the greenery starts to fade away, and you're coming into more of a sandy area. That was about an hour of traveling, and one of the carriage drivers, you see him through one of the windows, climb off of the camel and actually climb over the harnesses all the way back to the carriage.
Well, it's still moving?
Yes. And he comes in to the cage-like area and hands you guys 2 jugs of water and says, drink lots, the air is dry out here.
Do you have ale? I don't drink water.
No, we don't have ale. Sorry. He jumps back onto the harnessing for the camels and resumes his place.
Okay, Nasoristo is going to jerk up the water.
Okay.
You said there's windows in the carriage?
Yep.
So, like, we can look out and watch stuff going by.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Okay. That's probably what Nasoista is doing then.
Okay. So, you mostly are tagging alongside of a river. Every once in a while, you go across to the other side on bridges. You do that about 3 times. And it seems like the road hugs close to the river, mainly because on either side of the river, like, the ground near it is, like, ground, and then after that, it kind of just, like, sandy and rocky. So it would be hard to actually make a road over there. You guys go for another 5 hours, and the carriage driver climbs back over a few times, drinks some water. They kind of switch out who's mainly driving, and you can now see in the distance a large cliff with rocky, like, outcroppings and stuff all along.
Is this Pitch Cliff?
This is in the Pitch Cliff area, yeah. So you guys are in the Pitch Cliff area, and you're heading towards a large rock outcropping that has a few smaller ones near it.
So, I'm not drinking this water. I have a single water skin of ale, and that's it.
Do you drink any of it?
The water skin of ale? Yeah, probably.
Okay. It's very, like, the air and stuff is very dry, and sometimes there's, like, little bits of sand and stuff that come through the windows. And the two camel drivers have, like, cloth and stuff wrapped around their whole head. And when you're inside the carriage, it's not as bad, but it's very dry. And sometimes if you, like, stick your head to it far out the window, you feel the sand sting you in the face.
Are we traveling, like, quickly, or is it the wind that makes the sand?
It's the wind. Yeah. So, you guys travel along the road, and eventually you stop because the light is waning. The carriage drivers unroll a large piece of cloth, and they drape it over the whole carriage and peg it in. This is a pretty normal practice to try to keep out the sand when people are sleeping. So they peg it in all around the edges and stuff. And then they come in and throw out bedrolls.
How long have you two been working for the prince?
I've been working for about 2 years.
You just take his carriages around?
That's all I'm doing this year. Last year I, did a lot more cleaning kind of stuff.
What area are we in now?
Well, Cut Cliffs is over there, really far. Well, kind of far. And in front of us is what some of us like to call the Audi, because, I don't know, it just is. It's a big rock. That's where the farmers normally live. They normally live in it or just around it to try to keep the sand away. It's a big block for, like, wind and stuff. And now we're kind of just in between everything. So we're kind of in the nowhere.
And how much farther until we arrive?
Well, tomorrow we'll hit the first house, farmer's house, probably in an hour of traveling. We could push on today, but it can get a little dangerous if you push on in the night. Normally the wind picks up and the temperature drops. So, with sand blowing and stuff, and sometimes you get confused, you don't know where you are and stuff like that. At least when we're here, we know where we are. And we'll hit the first house in about an hour, and then after that, we'll probably hit the next house in about 2 hours. Don't know exactly where that one is, but somewhere alongside. Me and Bud here will stay on the road, but you guys can talk to the farmers and stuff. They're a little ways off the road. And which will basically bring you wherever you want to go around the big rock.
I see.
Nasoisto is going to get out his bedroll stuff and set up a spot to sleep. Is there enough room inside this carriage for an 8'5" dragonborn to lay down?
It would be tight, but the other guys are going under the carriage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, like, the thing that they draped over the carriage makes kind of a big tent.
Yeah.
Okay. So just lay down my bedroll inside, somewhere inside that tent, and take a rest.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to sleep inside the carriage.
Okay, so you guys wake up real early morning, still dark outside. The wind is whipping against the side of the carriage. You didn't have a very good sleep. The wind pretty much whipped the whole night, and it was loud. The two carriage drivers are already up, and the tent thing just came off, and they're waiting for you guys to wake up on their camels.
Okay. Gonna get up, pack up my stuff, shake off the sand, and climb into the carriage.
Okay. There is two water jugs sitting in the carriage for you guys, and one of the carriage drivers calls back and says, Koldik, you should really drink.
I don't drink water.
Well, you gotta drink something, or you're gonna get all bleary.
I believe it's called dehydrated, but I don't drink water. I drink ale.
Okay. I'm not your mom. They get the carriage started, and you guys continue on. After an hour, they stop, and you see a little footpath walking along, and you're right by the large rock outcropping now, and you can see a little house and fence tucked in to basically one of the folds of the rock, so the rock almost surrounds it.
Okay, I'm gonna go right up, and I'm gonna, like, pound on the door.
Takes you, like, 30 minutes to walk down the path and get to the house, but you pound on the gate, or do you just burst through the gate and go right to the house?
Yeah, I'm gonna go right through the gate, and then I'm gonna pound on the door.
Okay.
Open up!
When you open the gate, you see if you like cows and goats and sheep around, and you continue in, and you bang on the house. You notice that it's not really sand, it's mostly just rocky ground here. And when you bang on the house, you hear a voice creak out, Hello? What do you want?
I'm here about the goblins.
Are you another confounded beast that ain't gonna come and steal my stuff? Look at him. He's 8 feet tall.
I'm not 8 feet tall.
No, but that is...
Oh, that's Nesoisto. He's a dragonborn.
A dragon? Dragonborn? I haven't ever seen one before. Surely
you've heard of them, though.
No, never. I haven't heard of nothing of the sort. I've heard of goblins and orcs and things that are big like him, but I don't think he's nice.
He's my pet. He'll be fine.
Is this person talking through the door?
You don't actually see them.
Okay.
They're just the voice, basically.
So they haven't opened the door.
I am not your pet, Koldik. We have come to help you with your goblin problem. I am a professor at the Bardic College of Law in Meridian. If you do not want our assistance, we can be on our way.
No, I want whatever you're gonna give me, because I don't have a choice. But please, please do what you want. Just don't hurt me. You can take all my livestock.
We're not looking for livestock. We're looking for the information on the goblins.
Oh, you want to find them?
Yes.
Well, there's rumors they're up in a cave farther up the outcropping, but I don't know. And if I told you wrong information, I'm really sorry.
Nesoisto is going to look around, try to figure out where this voice is coming from.
Okay. Roll for investigation.
11.
Okay, you think it's coming from a short figure from behind the door. You don't actually see them, but where the voice is, it seems like it's lower down on the door.
Okay.
So, you said that the goblins are in the mountains somewhere.
These are not mountains. Mountains are much, much taller.
I said they're in a cave on the big rock outcropping, somewhere up the outcropping, over where Jay lives, Jay's the farmer up there. He's pretty profitable. But I don't know.
Have these goblins come and stolen any of your livestock?
I'm pretty good at keeping my livestock nice and close, but somehow I lost two sheep and one goat this week, and it hasn't happened like that in years.
And you suspect these goblins?
Yes, I suspect them because a druid fellow came by and he said that it was goblins. He talked to my cows. I don't know how, but he did it. And they said it was goblins.
Do you know where he is?
No, I think he's probably part of the druid order in Meridian. But I don't know. I just thought maybe he could help. And, well, he did kind of, but not that much. He just talked to my cows. It's weird.
Well, Koldick, I suppose that we could head on to the next farm.
I guess there's not much that we got here, so we might as well keep trying.
Do you mind, you didn't mention your name, but do you mind if we look around your farm and try to find any tracks or clues?
You can look wherever you want. I mean, I ain't gonna stop you. I just don't really want you looking in my room. It's kind of private.
Very well, then.
Nasoisto is going to just kind of track out around the fenced-in area and the rocks and that kind of thing. Look for any goblin traps. Or
get
traps.
Survival.
Survival? 10.
Okay, you walk around the perimeter, kind of just looking around. You don't see any goblin tracks or anything like that. You see the fence is kind of broken down in a few places a little bit, but it doesn't look like that happened recently.
Okay, well, Nasoisto's going to head back to the carriage.
As you walk back, you see a little gnome face pop out of one of the open, like, the open curtains. And it's a old lady. How about you, Koldick?
I guess I'll walk back to the carriage as well.
Okay, when you get back, there are the two carriage drivers are sitting at a game of cards that they're playing on the carriage for. As soon as you come, they scoop up the cards, and one of them slips the cards in their pockets. You also haven't heard one of the carriage drivers talk this whole time. The guy who said his name was Bud. Well, he didn't say it. The other guy said his name was Bud.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna go to the next farm now.
Yes, we didn't find anything here.
Okay, you wanna go now or wait or what?
Now would be preferable.
Okay. They jump on the camels and wrap the cloth around their heads and start towards the next farm. You guys go for about 5 hours, and this farm looks a little bit bigger when you come to it. It's a cluster of 5 houses, and there is a lot more livestock and stuff around. On the opposite side of the river that you guys have been following, there is a lot of rocks, like more like just boulders, like piled up in large piles. And it's kind of just like spreading out over the landscape on that side. It's not deserty on that side anymore. It's still deserty on this side, though.
Is there a farmhouse?
Yeah. Some kind of house? There's 5.
5 houses.
5 buildings, yeah.
Okay. Do they all look similar, or like some of them different?
One of them is bigger, and it has a lot more windows than the other ones.
Okay, I'm going to go up to that one, knock on the door.
Okay. As soon as you knock on the door, it opens and a small child looks up at you.
Hello.
Hello. What are you?
I am a white dragonborn.
A dragon? Daddy said those were bad.
I am looking to get rid of your goblin problem.
Oh, those goblins are scary. They come at night and they don't make a sound, and Daddy tells me they're worse than ever.
Where is your father?
Probably working in the barn.
And which building is that?
Well, that's Jenny's house, that's Morgan's house, and that's the barn.
Okay, so it's just going to go to the one that he pointed out as the barn.
Okay, you walk up to the barn, and there is two large doors.
Open them up.
Okay, you see a human standing there. He's probably 5'2", and he is planing a log.
Hello, I didn't want to say it in front of your son, but do you have any ale? I'm getting thirsty.
The man turns around quickly and says, oh, whoa, what? Okay, who are you? Why are you here? And what?
Name's Kuldik. I'm here about the goblin problem. Do you have any ale?
I don't know. What the heck? Okay, what's this other feller here?
My name is Nasoisto.
Oh, okay. What do you want? Don't hurt my family. Gee. I thought the goblin problem was bad. Oh, gee.
I am here from Meridian.
Okay.
I teach at the College of Law.
Okay.
And I am looking to capture these goblins.
Okay. They're supposed to be in a cave farther away on the rock. They've come a couple times, and there's a druid who passed by here. Talked to my animals, don't know how, talked to the other people, just, you know, he came by. He said he was gonna go look for them, but I don't know, because he went the wrong way, so I don't think he went looking for them. But anyway, they're supposed to be in a cave higher on the rock. Me and my son went out one time, thought maybe we should go to their cave, try to stop them. We found the cave, but there was two hobgoblins standing outside, so we just turned around.
You know where the cave is, then?
I know where all cave is. I don't know if it's the cave for these sneaky goblins, but yeah. The hobgoblins seem to have a very different style. They kind of barge in. These other goblins kind of just sneak in and somehow get the cows out of here. I don't understand.
So you're experiencing multiple attacks, then?
Well, the hobgoblins have been here for years. I mean, we're used to them. They come every once in a while and try to steal a few cows, and we scare them off with fire.
About the ale. Do you have any ale?
No.
You don't think that this cave is the cave that the goblins are coming from?
I don't know. I know there's a cave up there, and that's pretty much all I got. They could be there. I don't know.
Do you think that we should visit this cave?
It doesn't seem like a bad idea, no. Does anyone around here have ale?
Grumpy Gady might, but I don't know.
Which building does he live in?
The little shack over there. It's not one of the five buildings.
Okay, so Kuldik is going to go over to the little shack, and he's going to pound on the door.
I'm looking for your ale.
How much will you pay me?
I need some ale.
I said, how much will you pay me?
Well, it depends on how good your ale is.
The door flies open, and I want you to roll a dexterity save. See if you can jump out of the way.
That's a 7.
Okay, it flattens you to the ground and kind of cracks a little bit from smacking into you. A towering...
I said I want some ale, not I want to get battered down by a door.
A 8-foot-tall, bald, gray-skinned guy comes out and he picks you up by the shoulder and says,
sir, how much are you gonna pay me?
And I asked you what the quality of the ale was, and then you battered me with a door.
It's ale. It's just ale. I ain't got no sugar sweet banana stuff. I just got ale. So how much are you gonna pay me?
Well, right now I'm in the mind to not pay you at all.
Well, I'm asking for money, and you do what I say.
Well then, I recommend not battering me with a door.
I'm sorry for batting you with a door. Maybe you shouldn't bang on my door. Maybe you should expect it to open.
Let me see this ale.
I'll throw you the ale if you pay me 10 gold to feed it.
What do you think ale is worth in this land?
It's a lot. And you know how long it takes to get from here to the city, and from the city to here?
Yes, I was there just a couple days ago.
And did you know how much ale you brought?
Yes, I brought
not enough. Nobody ever brings enough. And they always come barging in, asking for more. If you really want it, you gotta pay big money.
I work for the prince. You better give me that ale for a good price.
I don't care if you work for no prince. The prince hasn't been out here in like 100 years. And you know what? I'm a descendant of stone giants. I get a lot of people mad. And I ain't the best with my talking. But you know what? I don't care.
So, he's holding me up in the air, right?
Yeah.
Nasoista, I think I found them.
That is not a goblin, Koldek.
No, but it's a giant.
We didn't come looking for giants.
But we found one.
I ain't a giant.
Close enough.
I would have to be a little bit taller to be a giant. And I'd probably be a little bit more dumb. But right now,
I don't think we're talking
about
too much
ale.
Dumber.
I think we're talking about ale. And you gotta pay me money for the ale. Or you gotta pay for interrupting my nap.
Okay. Koldek is going to try to break free of this guy's grasp.
Okay, make a strength check.
Athletics?
Sure.
16.
The grip tightens on your shoulder, and it starts to hurt.
Oh, you're trying to squirm there, boy. You don't get a squirm out of me. I'm too big.
Do you see the thing behind me?
I don't care. I'm taller than it, I'm bigger than it, and it looks like a puny dragon. We killed Dovin all day with my boy, and you know what? I ain't gonna offend him. I'm gonna offend you. And even if he get mad at me, I could hurt you both. A lot more, and who could hurt me? Now go home, and I don't need none of your talking all hearty about me, because I'm big.
You don't know what I've done to stone giants.
I know what they've done to dwarves, and that's a lot more than dwarves done to them. And you know what? I don't want to start no fight, because my old bones don't want to fight, but my head does.
He headbutts you in the face. Does a 15 hit your AC?
Yes.
Okay, you take 5 headbutting damage.
If that don't serve you up a good piece in my fight, then I don't know what will. Settle down and get a hold on your emotions.
You get a hold on yourself.
You're a dwarf. A puny little short thing that don't even live in his homeland. You come all the way out here to talk to me about ale, and then you want to start a fight. I ain't fighting. Last time I killed something, Aegon, my heart hurt, and I don't want to do it again.
Last time I killed something, it was to defend my sister, and she died, and I'm not afraid to kill something again.
Well, you ain't gonna get a chance, because I'm too big. I have friends here. They have pig, cow, and sheep. And they give me pig, cow, and sheep to eat. And I like that. I don't have to fight no more. And you want to come here and start fight.
What
do I have to hide? But you can.
What is it you do then?
Oh, I think about life. I ponder it, and I also make swords bigger than you could imagine. Long enough to slice you in two.
I know a dwarf who can make swords way better than anything you could make.
Nah, I don't make them good. I just make lots of them, and I make them big.
Who are you making them for?
I'm making them for the bars down there in the Wolfie, where my mommy came from. And my daddy, he a stone giant. And you know what he do? He's punching dwarven heads for fun.
Okay.
And you know what? I don't care if this you're gonna get mad at me, because I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, this is enough. Koldic is going to Shocking Grasp.
Okay, roll for Shocking Grasp.
Okay, so that's a spell attack. Does 12 hit his AC?
Yep, he's a big bag of meat.
And is he wearing armor?
Nope.
Okay, so that's 7 damage.
Okay, he grabs you with his other hand, and he says,
I don't like that. You try to start fight. I don't like that. You stop. No.
Make a wisdom check.
Save?
Sure.
4.
You're frightened.
Nasoister.
Yes?
He's trying to kill me.
I ain't trying to kill no one. Now go home.
Well, Koldic's frightened, so he's gonna go back to the carriage.
Okay. The big giant turns around and walks back into his house, comes back out with a jug of ale, and hands it to Nasoisto.
This is for your haughty friend, and I also like that he funny. It gave me laugh, and now he get ale, what he came for. Happy?
That is satisfactory, yes.
What that mean?
It means happy.
Good, happy. Good, happy.
He turns around, walks back into his small shack, which looks like he hardly fits in it, and you see him walking downstairs into a underground cave.
Wait up a second.
Oh, what you want, big dragon?
Where does this tunnel go?
Go to home, my home. Go to big home I fit in. And go to lots ale and lots space to ponder. And to stone library.
You have a library?
Yes. Big library. Talk about barbarian tribe Clent up in Wolf Head. Talk about understanding and way life.
Would you mind if I had a look at some of your documents?
Can you read giant good enough to understand?
Yes.
Okay. You come with me.
Okay, and Nasoisto is going to follow the gray man down into his home.
Okay, So you walk down the set of stairs. They're kind of uneven. And then you come to a large hall area. And there is pillars that have a bunch of words written in giant that spiral down the pillars. He says,
"This library, not in book, but on stone. Like?"
"Yes." The Soyster's gonna go around reading the different things.
Okay, so it's kind of hard to walk around in a circle and read, but you manage, and sometimes you like trip and fumble and stuff. He sits down on a large, kind of like bed. It's mostly just like animal furs and like stuff piled up in a corner. And he chuckles to himself each time you trip or stumble and says,
"I find hard to it not easy. I learn how though when I ponder and stuff, and I got lot info from these. I also made these from brain, so I get it understand already, but I old forget some time, so it helped to have it written down."
Okay, what kind of things is Nisoy still learning from these pillars?
You learn that, like, the five different names of the five Clunt tribes.
Okay.
You also learn how most of them started. You learn the leaders' names and that kind of thing. So it basically tells you the family line leader. Also tells you any heroic moments where they killed large monsters. And it also says the names of a, like on one pillar, it says the names of one family that you would presume to be this guy's family. It is partly human, partly barbarian Clent, partly stone giant. So it's like all a mix of all that. So like if it's like a stone giant, it'll stay stone giant before the name. That kind of thing.
I'm just checking if I have any paper and stuff. I do have some paper and ink, so I'm going to transcribe all of the words in giant onto.
Okay, how many pieces of paper do you have?
I have five.
Five? Okay, you could get like one pillar. Do you want to get the pillar that has family names? Do you want to get the pillar that has information, like general information about the five tribes? Do you want to get the pillar that has cool things that the people in the tribes did?
Cool things that the people in the tribes did.
Okay, so you're getting down stuff like killed white dragon, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Except, I don't know why I said killed white dragon, because that's not accurate, but okay. So, that is going to take you... You can roll for intelligence, see how long it takes you.
Okay.
See how quick you can do this.
Straight up intelligence?
Yep.
I rolled 4 total.
Okay, so your giant is a little bit rusty, so it's going to take you around 2 hours to get this done. Kuldyk, what are you doing? Well, Nisoista walked down into the dark cave of doom.
Well?
There's also a jug of ale sitting outside of the dark.
Well, Kuldyk is in the carriage, so he's not seeing that jug of ale. He's going to take out his dice, and he's just going to just start rolling them over and over, waiting.
The two carriage drivers are playing cards, if you want to join them.
No.
No, you just got to roll your dice?
Yep.
Okay. He's just going to roll. They're kind of, like, dice. Weird looking at you, but they did see the huge giant thingy, so they're not like, okay, this is super weird. They're also very ready to jump and start carriage going whenever you guys get back. So, in a Soisto, you finish getting everything down. And the giant guy chuckled pretty much the whole time, you know, seeing you fumble with your giants, that kind of thing. And about halfway through, he actually offers to help.
How does he offer to help?
He pulls out a bunch of stone tablets and says,
I down on here, what on there?
Thank you.
So he starts from the bottom and goes up, which is really weird because he's going backwards. But anyway, he does it, and it turns out, you know, normal. And when you guys meet in the center, about an hour later, he hands you the stone tablets. Each one weighs probably about 5 pounds.
So is my papers also full?
Half of your papers are full.
Okay, I'm gonna, like, copy.
The next, which one do you want to do?
What were they again?
So there was names of his family. There was cool things they did, which is the one you guys copied. And there was, like, the names of the leaders. And then there was general information about the tribes.
General information, I guess.
Okay, so you get most of that one done. And he gives you a few more stone tablets. And he says,
I make more stone tablet on anyone who come back. I give you. I also put other stuff on him.
Thank you. Would you like some kind of payment for this service?
I like info myself. No, like give info ooh, I give info ooh, you give info e, and we both get smarter.
Okay, in that case, Nesoisto is going to tell him about the history of the Wallach in the Forgotten Runes, where he grew up, and how they moved across, founded Meridian, built a big empire. Just give a general overview of the history there.
Okay, he is going to, like, be wrapped in your sword for a little while, and then seconds later he's going to whip out chisel tools, and he's going to just start hammering down all the information that you're telling him onto the walls, like, just the wall of the cave. So it used to be on pillars and stuff, but now he's just hammering down on the wall, and it kind of just, like, kind of not very neat, and it just, like, going over the whole ball in like a almost like a wave like pattern along his walls.
Okay.
You guys probably spend about 4 hours, you know, just swapping information, that kind of stuff, writing down things, and you are leaving with about 100 pounds of stone tablets.
Okay. Can I carry all that? No problem.
Yes, it isn't. It would encumber you, but it isn't impossible for you to lift.
Okay. So I'm gonna bring those along with the ale, and put them back at the carriage.
Come on, Koldic. We have a cave to visit.
It took you long enough.
So you guys load the stuff into the carriage and start heading towards where the cave is supposed to be.
Do we know where that is?
Yep.
Koldic's gonna drink some ale and fill up his water skin.
Okay. You're filling it with ale, I presume?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys head along the path until it meets with another road, which is the point that the stone giant descendant told you where the cave was. So
I thought it was the farmer who told us where the cave was.
It was. Anyway, so this is where the cave is supposed to be. It's supposed to be somewhere along this area, along the large rock. It took you about 5 hours to get here.
Is it getting dark yet?
Yeah, it will get dark in about 2 hours.
Do we discover the cave?
You don't see it. You're probably about an almost hour walk away from the large rock outcropping now.
Is that where it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
So you just go on foot?
Yep.
Okay, so you...
Unless I have wings or something.
Got a tail, but no wings. So you go along, and you get to the... near the cave. You're probably about 100 feet away from it, and it's starting to get dark.
Do we see the cave?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is there any guards?
Nope, you don't see any guards.
They spent 4 hours copying?
Yeah.
So can I get a short rest?
Yep.
Okay.
So the cave entrance is probably about 10 feet by 10 feet. It's a big oval.
So I still just kind of stride right in.
So you start walking down a dark tunnel. You're probably 15 feet in when... the tunnel has a wall that goes across, and there's a small hole, probably 2 feet by 2 feet, that is the only thing that continues on. You can see a wall. The wall was made out of, like, boulders and animal skins and stuff just, like, all across the wall, and then there's the 2 feet little tunnel that goes into the wall.
Cool, Dick.
I can't fit through that, if that's what you're thinking.
I wasn't thinking we would go through it. I was wondering if you had a pick or a hammer?
No.
Well, that is unfortunate.
How long did you say the walk took?
About an hour. It'll only probably take you 30 minutes to get back, because you kind of walked along the edge of the rock for a while to find it.
Okay.
I say that we should head back. Maybe get a pick from the giant fellow, and then come back again maybe the next day.
A peak? I don't see a peak getting you through these boulders. You're just gonna make them all fall.
What do you suggest?
We need to find another way in, or somehow get through that tunnel.
I don't think I'm fitting through the tunnel.
Well then, we're gonna have to make it bigger, but a peak isn't gonna make the tunnel bigger.
What are you suggesting?
We're gonna need to move the boulders.
You guys can see through the other side. The tunnel's only probably about 2 feet deep. And you guys can see, like, a hallway that continues on that's quite nice and large.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nasoisto is just gonna start scooping up the boulders and moving them to, like, outside the tunnel, I guess.
It would be about a little bit of a walk to go all the way outside of the tunnel, but you can probably just stack them on the sides.
Yeah, all right, that's fine.
Okay. So, you can roll for strength to see what you can move and that kind of thing.
21.
11.
So, Kuldik, with your knowledge about stones and that kind of thing, you know that there is a main boulder that's kind of holding up the whole wall. And if that boulder can be moved, it will kind of collapse the whole thing and the whole wall will pretty much fall down.
Okay, so is Kuldik able to tie his rope around this?
You could try to feed it through one of the cracks and try to get it through the tunnel and the crack and pull it through. You have to roll for dexterity, see if you can, like, whip the rope around.
Okay. 10.
10? Okay, so you whip the rope around, grab onto it, and tie it around. Nasoisto, do you want to help Kuldik pull this boulder out?
Nasoisto's just going to keep moving the boulders kind of from the top.
Okay. So, you get, like, maybe a 1 foot gap at the top, just moving boulders.
Nasoisto.
Yes?
I need help. If we get this boulder out, the whole wall's going to collapse.
Will we be able to get through after the wall has collapsed?
We should be able to, yes. At least, I will be able to.
Okay, Nasoisto will come over and help pull on the rope.
Okay, so you guys pull on the rope and move the boulder about a foot. And all of the things at the top kind of crumble down. Nothing, like, hurts you or lands on you. It all falls the other way because you're pulling the boulder forward. And there is a big enough space for you guys to walk through down the next tunnel.
Okay, so can I get my rope out?
Sure.
Good. Okay, so it's just going to lead the way down the tunnel.
You guys go down the tunnel, and it does a hairpin turn, and then you continue down and you see a opening into a larger room. You see some boxes, barrels, and crates in the room, and there are two metal things in the room, like metal boxes, and there are two goblins playing cards on the floor. You guys can roll for initiative.
7. 4.
Okay. So, the goblins jump up, and it looks like they were trying to make it look like they weren't ready for you guys to come, but it looks like they were. So, they have swords already pretty much in their hands, and they jump up and leap at you. The goblin yells out, "I'm Perp!" And the other goblin says, "And I'm Erp!" They seem very self-confident.
Nice to meet you, Erp and Pomp.
Erp grabs his scrimitar and swings it at Kuldik. Does a 14 hit your AC?
Yep.
Okay, you take 1 damage. And then, Nasoisto, you can go.
Okay, Nasoisto is going to swing his sword at, which one had already attacked? Erp?
I think so.
Okay, and that is 22 attack.
You hit.
9 non-lethal damage.
He is on the ground. Merp looks kind of surprised that his fellow goblin was on the ground.
Thought they were Erp and Perp.
I don't even know anymore. Is very surprised that his goblin friend were on the ground. And he looks back and forth between you, and then jumps with his scimitar, attempting to slice at Nasoisto. Does a 19 hit your AC?
Very much so.
Okay, you take 8 damage from his slashing scimitar. And then he leaps backwards and melds into the shadows. You cannot see him anymore unless you roll a perception check higher than his hide skill.
So, how big are said shadows?
There's a lot of shadows. There's not, hardly any light.
Would a 15-foot cone get all of these shadows?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I am going to Thunder Wave the shadow.
Okay.
So, make a constant save.
9.
That is a fail. He takes...
Ooh!
I got 2 8s. 16 thunder damage and is pushed 10 feet back.
Okay.
Against the wall.
A scimitar comes flying out of the shadow and smacks someone, maybe? It hits Koldic in the shoulder. You take 1 damage. And you hear a chuckle. Okay, Nasoisto, you can do your turn.
So if I'm attacking him and he's invisible, I have a disadvantage, correct?
Yes.
Okay, does a 12 hit?
Nope.
Okay.
You hear a nether chuckle from the shadows.
You think you are so good you can't hit me? Well, I'll teach you.
Koldic, it's your turn.
So what is there for light in this area?
1 small torch at the opposite side of the room.
Okay. Does Koldic know if goblins can see in the dark?
You know that they can.
Okay. Forget about that then. I'll Thunder Wave him again.
Okay.
Constitution save. DC 13.
Critical fail.
9 damage.
Okay. You hear a chuckle from above your head, and a goblin lands on you with a dagger pressed against the front of your neck.
I thought he failed.
He wasn't where he shot the thunder wave. He was climbing along the ceiling. So, there is a goblin with a dagger to your neck hanging on your shoulders, and he whispers in your ear.
Yes! Don't know what you're doing. Magic shooting in the corners. Well, I'm on your head.
No, Soistos, it's your turn.
Do I see the goblin?
Yes, you see the goblin. And you also see that he has a dagger to Koldic's throat.
Okay, I'm going to cast Heroism on Koldic. I'm going to stride over and touch him. And I'm going to say...
The dark will never overcome the light.
So now Koldic is very brave. Until the spell ends, he can't be frightened. And he gains temporary hit points equal to my spellcasting ability at the start of each of my turns.
Okay. Koldic, it is your turn.
How many temporary hit points is that?
+2.
Great. So Koldic is going to grab onto this dagger and try to pull it away from his neck.
Okay, make a dexterity check.
When he does that, he is also going to shock and grasp.
Okay, make a dexterity check.
18.
Okay, you do manage to grab onto the hand, but not before it pricks your neck with its sharp black blade. You take 7 damage.
So, do I get to shock and grasp?
Yep.
Okay, so 14 attack. 5 damage.
Okay.
And Koldic is out.
Okie dokie. Nasoisto, it is your turn.
Okay. Nasoisto is going to longsword that goblin.
Okay.
19 attack.
You hit.
8 damage.
The goblin falls limp.
Okay. Now Nasoisto is going to...
Was that lethal damage?
No.
Okay.
Nasoisto is going to go over and try to help Koldic bandage his wounds and stuff.
Okay. Roll for medicine.
5.
Okay, that would make Koldic do a death save.
Nat 1.
Okay, so that's 2 fails.